What a great prophecy that is, that John the Baptist is bringing to us today. He's proclaiming the fulfillment of that prophecy, that all shall see the salvation of God. All mankind shall see that. Is this something that you would like to see? Is this something that you would like to experience? To see and to experience the salvation that comes from God? That definitely is something that I would like to receive, something that in which I'd love to participate. And so as I prepared myself this morning, I was listening to Handel's Messiah. And in the beginning of it there, we heard from the prophecy of Isaiah, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God." And therefore it is this comfort, this strengthening that is coming to us during this season of Advent. We're reminded of it. And as I thought of those words from the prophet Isaiah, we come and we hear the prophet Baruch picking up those same words and giving them to us, speaking to the people of Jerusalem. And so what is it that we heard Baruch saying to them? Up, up, Jerusalem, stand up and look to the east. Because from the east and from the west, all of these people will be coming in. And what is it that is special about them? We heard that what is special is the fact that they know, and I want to make sure that I have the right quotation here, they'll come rejoicing that they are remembered by God. They'll come rejoicing that they are remembered by God. Have you ever asked someone to pray for you? And when you ask someone to pray for you, you usually say to them, "Remember me when you pray. Remember me." In other words, present me to God in your prayer. And do you remember what happened at the crucifixion? There was one of those criminals on the cross. And he looked to Jesus and he said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember me." And Jesus said, "This day you will be with me." What was it that Jesus was offering this man? He was offering this man salvation. And here was a man who was one of the members of mankind who would look at Jesus and he would see the salvation of God. So to him, that prophecy of Isaiah was fulfilled. Comfort, comfort, comfort. Your warfare has ended. Your sins have been taken away. You have been remembered. You ask to be remembered, and you will be remembered. Therefore, as we come for the celebration of the Eucharist, we're celebrating something that Jesus says, "Do this to remember me. Do this in memory of me." Jesus is saying to us, "Do not forget me. Do not forget that in me you have seen the salvation of God. Do not forget that." And when we come, we're saying, "Yes, God, we have been remembered by you." Because every time we see a celebration of the Eucharist, every time we participate in this fully, totally participate in it, we're participating in the fact that we have been remembered. We are not forgotten by God. And therefore we rejoice. We rejoice knowing that the Lord has done great things for us. And we are glad. We rejoice. So are you rejoicing today? Because when we come to the Basilica of Mary, Queen of the Universe, we have people who have come from east and west, from north and south. They come from all over, and they come to this place. And I hope when they come to this place, they come because they know that they have been remembered by God. It's for this reason that persons who ask us to pray for them, we remember them and we offer them at each celebration of the Eucharist. This is why we have the Basilica's global chest of intentions, and we bring that forward. And we bring this in a chest and not in a book anymore, because we think that what do we usually keep in a chest? We keep treasures in a chest. And so we are presenting our treasures to God. We're presenting them knowing that we have been remembered. And so if we have been remembered and we know that we are remembered, then we can do nothing else but rejoice. So are you rejoicing? I know that next Sunday we'll invite you to rejoice even more. And it's because we're getting closer to Christmas, but also getting closer to experiencing the fullness of our salvation. So we have to start practicing to rejoice. So each one of us should be saying today, thank you, God, for remembering me. Thank you, God, for letting me know that I am always in your mind, in your thoughts. Thank you, God. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you, God, for taking away the sins from us that have been keeping me away from you. Thank you, God, for drawing me closer to you. Thank you, God, for drawing my family closer to you. Thank you, Lord. And so we come and we make Eucharist. We give thanks because God has remembered us. So all those of you who have come here today feeling somewhat depressed, feeling sad because of the very many things that have happened in your life, whatever these may be, God does not want you to be saddened, because God wants you to know that you are remembered. And if you are remembered, it means you're always in the mind of God. Always. And remember, we know that God's thoughts are not our thoughts, and God's ways are not our ways. So God does not treat us like we treat each other. So when God says that he remembers us, it's not like someone who says, oh yes, I'll pray for you, and as soon as you walk away, they forget that you have asked them to pray for them. But God will always have us. So we don't need to feel that we have been abandoned, because God's promise to us is always a today. It is today that he remembers us. And there's only that one day for God. There's always the eternal today. So today you are remembered. And today you were remembered. And today you will be remembered. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So rejoice in that fact. That's what our responsorial psalm invited us to do. to rejoice because God has done great things for us. And we can name the great thing because that great thing in particular today is to say, God, you have not forgotten me, you have remembered me. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? And if you believe this, then live it, my sisters and brothers. Live that, so that we'll always see the salvation that comes from God.